I don't know that people really pay attention to MTV like they once used to, so mm-hmm. I missed this the other day. But MTV's still doing their movie awards, their movie and TV awards. So they've announced the nominees. And yes, round of applause, Top Gun Maverick, my favorite movie maybe of all time with the great Tom Cruise, is nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
They've nominated TV shows that you would expect, like White Lotus, Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring this up because Jersey Shore Family Vacation has been nominated right up there with RuPaul's Drag Race,
yeah.
The Beverly Hills Housewives, and Vanderpump Rules. This is all going to happen out in Hollywood Sunday, May 7th. Drew Barrymore is hosting this year.
Oh, that's fine.
But I'm just rooting for somebody to give Best Picture to Top Gun, because I think while it was nominated, it should have won at the Oscars. I'm not taking anything away from the Every Place, Everywhere, All the Time, whatever that movie's mm-hmm, called. I'm mm-hmm. sure it's a fine movie.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it was more delightful than Top Gun Maverick, which, again, has become maybe my favorite movie. I find it personally moving.
Yeah.
Almost a spiritual experience, you know?
Well,
about
okay.
being counted out and then still fighting uh-huh. a good fight and being one of the good guys and saving the day.
Yes. Well, if it is...
How in the hell did you get that from that
movie?
Yeah,
I don't know. If it is going to win Best Film anywhere, it's going to be on MTV. I think that's... And I'm looking at the nominees right now. Avatar, Black Panther, Elvis, Nope. Scream 20 or whatever that is, Smile and Top Gun. I think of those movies, it has a pretty good chance.
I think I think Avatar will win.
I don't know.
Because here's the deal. It's old guys like me that like Top Gun.
I don't know.
Young kids don't like Tom Cruise.
Miles Teller was in Top Gun, though.
Oh, that's
and
true,
he's,
yeah.
you know, he's a hot Hollywood young guy. So I don't know that. I think between them, it's Black Panther or Top Gun.
Black Panther is probably going to win. That's popular
the
with
two,
the kids, yeah.
It's going to be one of those, but, you know.
Although the second one was not as big as the first one.
Right, it was
so
not.
So maybe not. What do you think about the TV category?
Let me see. What was the best show?
Well, I guess my question is, do you think Jersey Shore, which you, I know people give you a hard time, but you like that show.
Well, I haven't watched a show in a long time because I don't have cable. So
Family Vacation is the original cast, right?
Yeah, well, they go to different locations and they just do like these two-week vacations with each other.
So it doesn't actually take place on the Jersey Shore?
Sometimes they do. They're back right now filming something because they were at the Borgata a couple weeks ago, and that was everywhere. But I mean, of the reality series that they have on here, I think Jersey Shore has a good chance because it's filmed by MTV. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure they're biased, but my guess is they're probably a little biased.
I know at the Oscars, you do get the, you know, the highbrow kind of films that tend to win.
Yes.
But imagine if you are a show like Succession or whatever, and you're nominated, and then you get beat by a show like Jersey Shore at the MTV Awards. You're like, you know what, MTV, don't even bother
right.
and nominate us, because this is just humiliating that we put in such time and effort, and we get beat by Snooki.
You know what, though? I think of all the awards, the MTV Awards are still fun to watch.
Yeah.
They are fun awards. They're silly. They're light. I mean, I like the MTV Awards.
You get politics on that? Probably not.
Not really.
Snooki's not doing politics.
That's what I'm saying.
No, she did actually. Remember, they think she helped beat Dr. Oz.
Well, she didn't do that on the award show though.
Yeah.
She was just posting all over her social. So I don't know. I still think they're fun. It'll be neat to see.
Oh, all right. Go get it, Tom. And right now, you know it's time for the CBB. Ain't no CBB like a Monday morning CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Another busy week ahead of us, post-holiday. If you have an event you'd like us to mention, we do this every morning about 6:20 and 8:35. Send it in. You can text it, 732-774-4444. You can also get us on Facebook, send a little message there, or at 1071theboss.com, where you get a complete list of station events, community events, anytime, right at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the Boss Roadies are going to be on the move. Matter of fact, they're going to be out with 1071 The Boss, the Allaire Flea Market, Allaire Village, and Farmingdale, starting at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Then you check them out Sunday. We get another Springsteen on Sunday live brunch at Bar Anticipation in Lake Como. Doors open at 8. The show starts at 9 with Tom Cunningham. We're going to get a podcast up for Tom of yesterday's show. I got about 10 emails, people saying, where do I get that audio of Stevie Van Zandt? I missed that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Does he not have a podcast now?
He doesn't have a podcast because Bruce is litigious and you can't put the music up there. But if we can get the clip of the interview, I don't know if he recorded just the interview with Stevie, we get that up.
So, okay.
A lot of people inquiring about that yesterday, that Stevie was nice enough to call it, because he doesn't do a lot of interviews.
Right. He does not.
No, Stevie's a very serious dude, mm-hmm. so it was cool that he called into Tom yesterday. I think that speaks to Tom's clout.
Absolutely.
As a Springsteen historian, that Stevie was willing to call in. Jersey Shore Blue Claws, they got their opening game tomorrow night. We were out there last week, man. What a beautiful stadium.
So nice.
If somehow you have never been, you have got to go, because the food's great, the facility's great, and the team is looking good this year from what they tell us. First pitch, 6:35, they're playing Greensboro, the Grasshoppers. Mm. The Blue Claws are going to beat the Grasshoppers.
I think so.
That's tomorrow night. See you. 22nd opening night. Arrive early for the opening night ceremonies, including player inductions, and stay for post-game fireworks. Come on. Just visit MILB.com. jerseyshore.com or the Jersey Shore Blue Claw website, rather, for more info.
Yes.
Rahway's annual Taste of Spring event is happening on Friday night, starting at 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Rahway. 40 eateries and bakeries, plus additional 40 stations of fine wine, boutique beers. There'll be live music and more. Rahwayishappening.com/taste for all the details. Kane's going to be real happy happening outside his window.
Yeah, he is.
He always complains when there's people. Because he sleeps late because he works nights.
Yes. So.
He always tells me he hates me. But go there and cause a ruckus.
I love it.
Wake Kane up. Paws Up for Reading. It's going on Saturday morning at 10:30. Spotswood Public Library. Therapy dogs will be on site for children.
Aww.
To read aloud in a fun, stress-free environment. Registration not required, but they do suggest you call to secure a space.
Is it just for children?
Yeah.
I can't go hang out with the puppies and
I'm
read?
Sure if you'd like to volunteer, you could. Spotslibrary.org for the info. And there you are, a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Wake up, Kane! Over to the Celebrity Hotline. He is one of the scientists from History Channel's Ancient Aliens. They get a live tour, which is coming to the Basie in Red Bank. It's Giorgio Tsoukalos. Good morning, Giorgio. How are you, sir?
Hey, Robbie. Pleasure to meet you over the phone.
It's great to meet you as well. I'm reading through your biography here, and I got to tell you, I have never read anything quite like this before. You're described as a hybrid of Carl Sagan, or Carl Sagan, I guess it was said, and Indiana Jones, which is that's quite a combination.
Well, that's what they say. What can I...
What was that line that Carl Sagan had? Billions and billions of stars.
That we're all made of star stuff.
That's what it was. That's the he used to do the show that Neil deGrasse Tyson does for those listening under the age of 95 years and years ago. But people love this show. It's coming to Red Bank. You're doing a live talk. Ancient Aliens is on the History Channel, and it's just so fascinating. You can easily go down a rabbit hole here and there, and the coincidences, the things we know, we don't know. It's very interesting. Talk a little bit about what it's like to come see you live in person and what you're touching on.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that came out of this little problem we've had for 2 years, COVID, where we wanted to go and see the fans once again face to face. And so we created this live road show called Ancient Aliens Live. And we go, it's a 90-minute show where we're on stage together, myself, William Henry, Dr. Travis Taylor,
yep.
David Childress, and our good host, Nick Pope, and all of whom you're familiar with from Ancient Aliens. And we discuss for 90 minutes different topics from the show and also the topics that are current headlines with whatever is floating around in our skies right now. So it's up to date, but also addresses topics from Ancient Aliens. And if you haven't been there yet, please come out. The energy there is very special because you'll make friends, you'll meet people, you can talk about aliens, and it's just a friendly gathering of like-minded people.
Now, you are the specialist of ancient astronauts, the theory that there were people traveling to space. Well, I guess we didn't know, but there were astronauts hundreds and hundreds of years ago, if not thousands of years ago. What's the crux of that? Where does that idea come from that this may be possible somehow?
Well, because the ancient astronaut theory tries to prove whether or not intelligent extraterrestrials visited Earth in a remote past to impart knowledge. Essentially, we are suggesting that at some point, we were visited by our first teachers. And the reason why we're saying this is because nothing gets born out of a vacuum. No spark of inspiration, no spark exists in a vacuum. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we have an incredible advancement of technology. I mean, it's as if the first car that was ever built by Ford was a Ferrari instead of the Model T.
Yeah.
And, if we go to ancient times, the pyramid, is the Ferrari. Where is the Model T? There is no evolution in technology. And just so you hear it from me, no, on Ancient Aliens, we have never said, nor myself, we have never said that the pyramids were built by aliens. What we have said is that the pyramids were built by human beings, but in the first engineering knowledge was imparted by the so-called guardians of the sky, the gods, lowercase g, and those were visiting extraterrestrials, just like we even one day in the future will do the same thing if we arrive on a planet. If we arrive on a planet where nobody knows how to make fire, what will we do? Will we just, you know, stand back and move on? Or will we teach them how to make fire? Of course we'll teach them how to make fire. And then the game begins anew. So it's a spreading of information around the galaxy.
Sure. All right, two questions here. So the idea is... Is it this is a we come in peace situation, or is it your belief that if there were extraterrestrials at the time of the Egyptians, that they simply, and then people didn't know that they were aliens, they were just these very smart people, they blended in. Is that the thinking, like Alien Nation, where they didn't know, the people at the time would not have known that they'd come in contact with an extraterrestrial, or is it like a little Green Man situation?
No, I really do think it's we come in peace, because the ancient astronaut theory, at least the one that I you know try to represent, is that, you know, we have been taught by them, so they were clearly friendly. But at the same time, you know, good and evil exists throughout the universe. So, but you are correct in as much that I don't think that we could recognize whether there is an ET, because, you know, this idea that there are ETs out there that look nothing like humans. It's totally possible that exotic, intelligent, extraterrestrial life exists out there that looks nothing like us. You know, that exists is a total possibility to me. But I'm not really interested in that life. I'm interested in the life with whom I can communicate, with whom I can shake hands, with whom I can look in the eyes. I don't want to look at somebody's, you know, I don't know where. So here's the thing, that, you know, the idea is that whoever was here before us, whoever came here, the big secret, in quotation marks, is not what do the extraterrestrials look like, but do we look like the extraterrestrials? Because the idea is that we are, in a roundabout way, their offspring. And so, you know, we can't come from, I don't think we can come from whales. If anything, we come from something that kind of looks like us. So, you know, I mean, it's all, you know, in the end, also one gigantic question mark.
It's so interesting. I got all kinds of questions. I'm sure people listening got questions. You can bring them to the show. It's Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth. It's going to be happening again April 30th in Red Bank at the fabulous Count Basie Center for the Arts. So, Giorgio, I could talk to you all day. Thank you for making some time for us.
Well, hopefully we can do it again next time. Thank you so much for having me as well. And I look forward to welcoming all the fans at Ancient Aliens Live.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir. Take care. I tell you what, it's one of those shows you flip by and you watch 15 minutes of it, and then it comes to the break and you're like, well, and then they give you one of those cliffhangers where they go, so is it possible that ancient aliens built the White House? You're like, I gotta know now.
Warning.
Danger Will Robinson, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Get some goosebumps. That's some spooky stuff, though, isn't it?
It's very interesting.
You think these are people that got tinfoil on their heads? Just,
maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, of course. No one. He's not sure, and he's a doctor.
I know. I don't know.
Did they mate with someone on Earth?
Well, I think that's what he's saying is possible, yeah.
It's kind of frightening.
I mean, I've dated some guys that definitely could have been an alien. For sure.
TMI.
That's the word of the day, huh? TMI. Yeah,
it sure is.
It's time for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Oh, boy.
We were thinking about putting this on hold today, but Ross said he'd like to do it.
Yep.
And I said, I got a good one. And I will also tell you, it kind of, sort of ties in to current events, so it's a topical dead guy in the envelope, because once in a while, these are a little obscure, and it's some person who's just been gone and has not been part of the pop culture zeitgeist for some time. But I have here the envelope. I took a little look inside, and if you've never heard it before, the deal is there's a little spool of paper with the name of a deceased famous person. Ross and Rochelle will ask me questions, trying to figure out, these are yes or no questions, whom this dead celebrity could be, a famous person from any realm of fandom. Could be a movie star, TV star, could be a musician, could be a politician, could be a person from the news. You just never know. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get a answer in the next few minutes here, we'll also open up the phones and give you a chance to play along and maybe win a prize at home. Time for Dead Guy in the Envelope, April 10th, 2023 edition. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Rochelle, please begin.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay. Is he in the late 50s? Or was he in the late 50s?
You mean famous in the late 50s?
No, I mean his age.
Was he in his 50s when he died?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Was he famous for acting?
Yes.
Was he married?
Yes.
Was he famous for acting in movies?
Yes.
Wow. Was he in his late 60s?
No.
Was he also famous for acting in television?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Was he ever on stage?
Yes.
Did he die recently?
No.
So he was in movies, TV, and on stage?
Yes.
Was he, by this time, was he in his 70s?
Yes.
Okay.
Was he married to someone famous?
No.
Was he married at all?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I think we had that one.
Okay.
I would just remind everyone that we had a huge hint at the beginning that there is a, albeit minute, connection to news of today.
Yeah, but then you got to be up with news of today.
That's true. That is a caveat. Yeah. Yes or no questions? You're making progress here.
Was he a comedic actor?
No.
So he was a drama actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me try some more specific questions. Try to narrow this down a little bit here.
Did he die in the early 2000s?
No.
2010s?
Yes.
Okay. You asked if he died. He was in his 70s?
Yes, okay. In his 70s.
Okay.
In the 2010s, so that means in the last, I guess, 13 years.
Is he famous for a specific role?
Yeah. I would say best known for a role or two, yeah. There's certainly many, many roles, but a couple that are right at the top there.
Yeah.
Where if you brought up this, once his name is revealed, people go, oh, okay, the guy.
Okay.
Was he, did he ever get invited to the White House?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no. And because I did not specifically prepare that answer, I will give you a clue. I'll say this is not an American actor. So I believe it's unlikely he would have been invited to the White House.
Oh, okay.
So I'm giving you a little extra there because that's on me.
Did he die of something specific?
Yes.
Hmm.
Dead guy in the envelope.
Jeez. He was in his 70s.
Yep. Want to go over what we know already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is an actor, primarily known for movies, but did TV, did stage as well. We know he's not an American actor. We know he died in his 70s. We know he died in the last 13 years in the 2010s, so between 2010 and 2020. We know he's not known more as a dramatic actor, a serious actor, than he is a comedic actor. We know he's known for a couple of roles above all the rest, although he has got a big, long resume.
Mm-hmm.
He's married, but not to anybody famous. We know he died of something specific. Wasn't just old age.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
We know he, more likely than not, was never invited to the White House.
Well, that was...
Because he's not an American actor.
That's okay. So. Was he a British actor?
Yes.
Okay.
British actor.
Yes.
That's relevant to...
And that is the other little clue here that I gave you right from the get-go. Is a gift, is a smooch, because I'm feeling happy today. There is a slight connection, a small, minute connection to a big story of today with this actor who passed sometime in the 2010s.
Let me think. Was it Alan Rickman?
No, that's an excellent guess, but no, it was not Alan Rickman.
Relevant today. That's almost throwing me off.
Yeah, really.
More so than anything.
Well,
yeah,
thanks. Is he relevant today as in he's in the news today?
No. No.
Okay.
Was it John Hurt?
Nope. Another good guess. You kids let me know when you're ready to open up the phone lines or check the text messages.
You might as well do it now.
All right, we'll open them up, and if we get one, we'll put them on. 732-774-4444. If you'd like to text or you'd like to call in and see if you can make a guess at who you think the dead guy in the envelope is. If you pull it out here, we'll get you a nice Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning coffee mug or tote bag, whatever we get in the little goodies, little goodie box for you this morning, just for playing dead guy in the envelope.
British actor.
British actor.
Mm.
did not die of old age, but was in his 70s, died in the last 13 years. It was in the 2010s, known for a few big roles that everybody, when you hear the name, will go, oh, yeah, yeah. Not married to anybody famous, serious actor, not really a comedic actor. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he never did a comedy, but primarily known as a serious dramatic actor.
Did he ever do a movie with a famous, how would I say this? a famous woman known for her body.
Wow.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure there are many
voluptuous
co-stars. Sure. We have a caller. Good morning. It's the boss. You're on the air.
Hey, Sean Connery?
Nope, not Sean Connery. Good guess, though. Thank you.
That is a good guess.
Nope. And that would be accurate that he'd say known for one role above the rest. Certainly was Sean Connery.
Would it be Patrick Stewart?
No, Patrick Stewart's alive.
Oh, whoops. Excuse the ring.
That's all right. This is tougher than I thought this might be today. Try line two. Hold that thought.
Go ahead.
Hi, it's the boss. You're on the air.
Is it Richard Dawson?
No, sir. Not Richard Dawson. Richard Dawson really known more in his acting roles as a comedian. Remember, this is a dramatic actor primarily.
Dramatic.
Would you like a little hint?
Yes.
Well, known as a serious dramatic actor, the roles he's best known for, family films. Not necessarily comedies, as I said, but family films. Films you could see with the kids.
Hmm.
Fantasy, almost, you could say.
Hmm.
732-774-4444. Dead guy in the envelope.
We need a movie clue or, you know.
Is that Alan Rickman?
No, we already guessed Alan Rickman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not Hans Gruber from Die Hard, no.
I guess that, I don't know if you consider that a family film.
No, not really. Depends on your family, I suppose. Hi, good morning. It's the boss. You're on the air.
I think I know who the British actor is.
Okay, who do you think?
Alan Rickman?
Nope, not Alan Rickman. Man, that's a popular answer this morning. They are certainly of the same pedigree. I think that's fair.
Well, when you look up famous British actors on, you know.
Are you Googling famous British actors?
Yeah.
Right, we got a bunch of calls coming in now. Someone's going to get this. Hi, it's the boss. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to say Gregory Peck.
Nope. Thank you. Hi, it's the boss. You're on the air.
Yeah. How about Ben Kingsley?
Nope. Ben Kingsley is still with us, but good guess. Thanks for trying. I can see with Alan Rickman family films, people might be thinking of Harry Potter.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I see where you're going there. Remember, if you get this morning, we'll get you a nice Robbie and Rochelle morning tote or coffee mug. 732-774-4444. Dead guy in the envelope. You want to go over the clues one more time?
Please.
British actor, family films, what he's best known for. You know, did comedy, did it all. Did TV, did stage, but he's primarily known for movies, family films, serious actor. Died sometime in the 2010s, was in his 70s, didn't die of old age, died of an ailment. Was not married to anybody famous, but was married. British actor.
A dead British actor.
Dead British actor, I believe. Those are the clues we know.
Did he also sing?
Hi, it's a boss. Good morning.
Michael Caine?
Nope.
No.
Michael Caine is alive.
I think he's alive.
was not, certainly sang, you know, was in theater, but was not known to be a singer. You know, we're not talking about an Elton John or anything like that, of course. So,
wow.
Is it Gene Wilder?
Nope. British actor.
Oh, he's not British, right?
Good morning. It's a boss. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Richard Attenborough.
No, excellent guess, but thank you. It's the boss. You're on the air.
Is it Ian Holm?
No. Good guess, though. Thank you.
I'm dying.
Do we need another guess here? Or need another clue, rather? Should I give you some
Maybe.
More?
Maybe.
Another clue?
Again, I think I'm being thrown off by the fact that you said it's something that's relevant today.
All right, I will. Shall I?
That's
shall I explain myself a little on that, since that was something I threw out there, not something you asked? I would say that the there is a movie that is out right now that this person starred in a version of the same movie. There's a movie out now, and there's more than one version of it. You know, they do remakes and those sort of things. This person was the star of the original version of the film. Hi, it's a boss. You're on the air.
Leslie Nielsen.
No, sir. British actor. Hi, good morning. It's the boss. You're on the air.
Yeah, is it Bob Hoskins?
It is Bob Hoskins. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Well done.
Wow, that was beautiful. What's your name?
My name's Rick.
Good morning, Rick. How did you pull that one out? I got to know, what was the linchpin for you?
It was the Super Mario Brothers reference you just made.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Like, oh, my God. Out? Creed is out.
Yeah, really.
Dungeons and Dragons.
That's right, Bob Hoskins. So let's
that's
go.
Right.
Rick,
he
if
was
you wouldn't
Mario.
Mind, let's go over these clues here.
That's
you're,
right.
You're right. That was the big hint I gave. So there's the number one movie in the country right now is the new Chris Pratt Super Mario Brothers. But in the 90s, Bob Hoskins played Mario in the first one there.
Yes.
British actor.
Yeah.
That's right. He died in 2014. He was 71. He died of pneumonia after suffering from Parkinson's, unfortunately. When I said family films, Hook,
right,
Who Framed
right.
Roger Rabbit,
yes.
And there you are, dead guy
wow.
in the envelope. Rick, where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from Kingsburg, New Jersey.
Okay, great. We'll get you a Robbie and Rochelle morning coffee mug. Don't hang up. Hang on the line. We'll get
Thank you
get
Rick.
All your info here in just a second. Dead guy in the envelope revealed to be Bob Hoskins. Nice job, Rick.
Who I'd like to point out did do the Mario voice in
Yeah.
Yeah, unlike Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Right? Super and Mario Brothers.
And he's British.
Yeah.
And he's still got the accent.
Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter at all because that movie's a big hit, made almost a half a billion dollars.
That
this
was a
weekend.
Good one. You did 2 weeks in a row. That was tough.
Rest in peace, Bob Hoskins, your dead guy in the envelope. It is time right now for hashtag mom confessions. Every morning about 7:20 and 9:20, we open social media. We look for that hashtag and we hear from moms. Coming off a big holiday weekend, let's see how moms are doing this morning, just like this.
Kristen Ringley said, I've just discovered that my daughter got confused by the word editor and is instead telling people that her mom is a predator.
Oh, that's great. What's that noise at the thing from the monster movie?
Yeah.
Stab, stab, stab. That's great.
At Mama Jessie C said, my 11-year-old made a grocery list and the only item on it was cake. I have so much to learn from her.
Come on over. We get chocolate carousel in here,
babe. Yes. At 6 Foot Candy said, if you're over 50 and you go in a bounce house, you deserve whatever injury you're about to get.
They're flopping everywhere. Like a juggler trying to keep those things in place. Good for you, Candy. Hashtag mom. It's every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. It was a fantastic weekend if you're celebrating Passover, Easter. Mm-hmm. You get to see some people you love. You get to eat some food you probably shouldn't have eaten. I know I did.
Yes.
Lots of chocolate.
Oh, my God. How was your weekend with the family out in Long Island?
It was, it's my wife's parents. And,
well, they're still your family by marriage, are they not?
Exactly.
Wow. Look at the eyes just dart away as I say that. Can't make eye contact.
Well, my wife has two brothers and a sister, and the sister and her family showed up, but the two brothers didn't.
Oh.
They stayed out further on Long Island, so I don't know what the deal was.
Was that a little bit of a thing?
I don't think so, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
You just stay out of it, huh?
Not my family.
Not your deal, yeah.
That's fair.
But I know you had to go up and pick up your daughter up in Bloomfield and then drive to Long Island, so you were just all over the roads this weekend, huh?
Yes, I did a lot of driving.
Okay. Well, you get to spend some quality time with your daughter. That must have been nice.
That was fun.
Jacking up, driving the LIE in a holiday weekend, there's nothing like it.
Yes, and especially going 2 miles an hour on the George Washington Bridge.
It's good times. It's great times.
We were up in New England yesterday having brunch in Connecticut with my folks, and Rochelle said, there's a little bit of traffic on 287 to get back to the Garden State Parkway. She's like, maybe we should go through the city. I went, all right, we'll do it. We'll do the bridge. We get a little closer. She's like, don't do the bridge.
Don't do the bridge.
No.
Take the Tappan Zee. You'll be in better
shape. Sometimes
you
think it'll be better, but then it never is.
Yeah,
it never stays clear for very
You're
long.
You're absolutely right.
I think we told you we had some real issues earlier this year with potholes, and so we've been hyper attention to avoid potholes.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're playing Super Mario Brothers or something because we're so hyper focused on the road. And of course, you got to still pay attention to the other cars because I'm so afraid of hitting a pothole and blowing another tire out with that little roller skate of a car we've got. Oh.
I was so tense by the time we did brunch. I was so tense by the time we got there just from driving because it was a 2-hour drive that I was like, I need a mimosa now.
And let me tell you, she had one.
I did.
Well, there you go.
Just one? Just one.
Okay,
just one.
Fine.
The ride back was a little easier after the mimosa.
We go to this restaurant. We've gone for a couple of different holidays up on the water in Connecticut. You know, one of these fancy places where it's just old white guys that all look like...
but it's a beautiful view.
It's a beautiful view of the water, and it's a nice place. And we were saying, I mean, it was like $60 a person for brunch, which is stupid for what you got. I mean, it was ridiculous.
It was a breakfast buffet. I mean, it was good.
But it's fancy, and it's, you know, it's nice, and they treat you, everybody's dressed up. You know, it's nice to walk in a place, everybody's wearing a jacket and tie on a holiday. I like that, okay?
Okay.
So we go there to the buffet. Ross, did I pig out? And I'm walking back from the buffet, there's people in line to get theirs, and they're looking at you like, Jesus, look at what this guy is.
Yeah, is there any left?
Right. I mean, and it was a mix, too, because it was people wanted breakfast, people wanted lunch, mm-hmm. and I decided I'd do both.
On the same plate.
So I had, like, French toast with whipped cream next to chicken parmesan. It was gross.
Wow.
It was, well, the line was very long. It's a buffet. And yeah. You think for those prices, it might be a little easier to get through, but it was not. There was a huge line. So once you got through the line, you did not want to have to do it again. So it was like a get it all on the plate, and this is the only time you're getting up. And you did. You did a good job.
Well, and all these people are thinking, you know what? We don't have to cook. Let's just go out to lunch.
Right, 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 exactly.
Us included. A great one for the holiday.
Us included. So, you know, I ate like a pig yesterday, and I'm feeling it.
It's okay. You know. That's all you ate, though, to be fair. We didn't do dinner. We didn't do anything else. That was it.
We did have a little snack last night, though, so I really shouldn't have done that. So I'm feeling real bad about
myself.
Well,
it was 7 hours after. I think you're warranted a cracker after that. You'll be fine.
Did so well last week. I've been trying to watch it, and then I used...
It was a holiday.
Then I went so hard yesterday that it almost defeated the purpose of
it. It was a holiday, though. It does not count. No, it does not count on holidays.
All right, I have one question. Did you empty any dishes at the buffet?
The pasta I might have gotten I was pretty... There are a lot of scoops, you know, so...
It was tasty. It was a holiday. Does not count.
It does count. Just look at my HDL cholesterol, okay?
Okay.
Wow.
Also emptied the bottle of Tums that Rochelle travels with because of my
TMI.
Because of my picking out.
This is true.
It was just brutal. Did you watch any of that Masters tournament yesterday?
No.
I don't usually get into that, but I did turn it on because I was getting a little, I checked Twitter, see what's going on, and they were saying that big night for Phil Mickelson, who's like 55 years old, so he's one of the... He's not quite ready for the senior tour, I guess, but had an amazing game. He was 7-under par. Rochelle goes, Can you even imagine playing a round of golf and being 7-under par?
That's amazing.
Especially on a difficult course like Augusta. That's unbelievable.
Amazing. Anytime I've ever played golf, I'm like 12-over par every hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't... Miniature golf is my game. Yeah.
Even that. They say six.
Ross made it through the windmill, baby.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's usually 6 strokes per thing. I'm like, after 6, I guess I'm done. I don't know. They don't want me to try anymore.
Tiger Woods injured his foot. He was out early on. And you were talking about that, a lot of buzz about that Rory McIlroy. Didn't even make it to the final.
Did not, no.
John Rahm was the big winner yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal? They drink milk when you win the NASCAR race. They give you the green sport jacket.
You get the green jacket, and the winner got $3.2
million. Oh, well, that's...
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Better than milk.
Get the green jacket and get some green, too. Yeah, that was a good tournament yesterday. Thank you for staying in touch with us. We get a lot of text messages, a lot of Facebook messages, even over the weekend. We certainly do appreciate that. Maybe you caught up on our podcast, which is available wherever you get yours. We're on all the social media, at Robbie and Rochelle Radio, and right there at 1071theboss.com. As a matter of fact, I got to play something. This could very well be one of the Fast Five, but someone sent me this clip. I guess we were talking about John Stamos, or maybe it was about Rob Lowe and how his kids troll him on social media.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I only follow Rob Lowe on Instagram because his kids troll every picture that he posts. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I have this strange man crush thing on 80 celebrities. I love the Stamos. I love Rob Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
I do love The Rock. He's a little younger. And of course, I love Tom Cruise.
Sure.
Well, anyway, Barbara sent me this clip the other day that's trending now. It's from Drew Barrymore's show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing, I guess, where Rob Lowe's son not only will make snarky comments if he says, hey, watch my show. And he's like, no one likes your show, Dad. You're old.
Yeah.
You're a has-been, right?
Uh-huh.
He superimposes John Stamos's face on pictures of him with his dad, Rob Lowe, and says, I wish John Stamos was my dad because he's just a handsome, more talented version of you. So Rob Lowe is on with his son, John, and they got John Stamos to call in and bust some chops, and
that's
here it is.
Hilarious.
Johnny, the bit about me being your dad is funny, and, you know, people get a good kick out of it, but it's getting a bit old. I'm tired of trying to explain that you're gone. I'm not really his dad. I'm a better looking person. So,
Poor man, Rob Lowe.
That is wonderful. I knew I liked these guys. Maybe he should run for president. I said The Rock, but Stamos for president.
Sure.
Who doesn't like the Stamos?
Right.
Well, apparently Rob Lowe. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, listener Barbara. You were absolutely right. I did quite enjoy that. That was excellent. So we definitely do check those text messages even on the weekend. 732-774-4444. Let's do Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five right now. Time for five big old stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. We start at number five and count down today. Here's a guy who definitely should not be running for anything. I think is awful. Mm. Kid Rock said that he is anti-Bud Light. Bud Light has partnered with a transgender activist, and Kid Rock has taken a photo of himself shooting cases of Bud Light with a rifle to show how he feels about them taking a stand for people.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today. Let me say something to all of you and be as clear and concise as possible. Bud Light.
Absolutely ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, Bud Light has no business getting involved in hot button issues. You know what you should do? You should make beer. You should sell beer.
Sure.
Look at the Budweiser people doing. They have nice commercials with those pretty horses, the Clydesdales. That's what you need. So Bud Light, stay out of it.
Well,
there's no reason.
Well, isn't Bud Light and Budweiser the same company?
Oh, yeah, they are, aren't
it's
they?
It's the same company.
They are so the same company. Thing. I was thinking Bud Light, Budweiser, two different companies.
Yeah, no. That's
what are you doing? Who cares? Well, I shouldn't say who cares, but why are you getting involved? Why do you care to get involved in public issues?
I don't think it needs to be political. It's beer. And also, when was the last time Kid Rock was even relevant? Is he just doing this? I don't know why he's doing
this.
Well,
I agree with you. I don't know why he's getting so much press because he hasn't had a hit in like 25 years.
Right.
But he feels the need to use a machine gun to blow up his cases of Bud Light. Mm-hmm. And why does he care if they do support a cause? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why any of these people are in the news at all. It's just beer for the love of God.
Also, Blue Moon is better. So just go with that.
I didn't realize Budweiser and Bud Light were a different company. Why don't you do some more advertising, Bud? Put it right here on the show. We'll be the spokesperson for you. We'll sell some damn beer.
There you go.
I know I say it a lot, but these are kind of things where I just feel like we're doomed as a society. I just want to move to the woods, and I don't want to hear from anybody about anything, okay?
Yeah.
Number four, Stormy Daniels is on Pornhub.
That's hot.
And I guess when you think about it makes sense.
Somehow, she's a porn star.
It never occurred to me that her videos would be out there, and that there must be people going to search her because she's been in the legitimate news.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently searches for Stormy on the Pornhub website have gone up 650,000%.
Wow.
A 32,000% increase from the first 3 months of the year. Maybe the most interesting thing to me is that they have these analytics like they're Google, but they're Pornhub.
Yeah, you got to remember that every time you click on a video, somebody knows you clicked on it.
I'm a little fascinated to go and see a Stormy Daniels porn, I got to be honest.
Well, so is apparently everybody else.
But not because I even think it would be sexy. I'm just morbidly curious, seeing that we've seen her in the news walking in and out of courthouses. It'd be kind of strange. Like, you imagine, no one could see Cato from the OJ trial on Pornhub.
Right.
Or maybe you can.
Well, maybe you can.
So it could be kind of a strange thing that you see someone who's involved in a big news story. There's a porn. There's many porns of her.
Right. She's a porn star.
She's not just doing porn. She's a porn star. I would be somewhat curious to see what it is, but I suppose it probably looks like all porn, right?
Right.
She's not reinventing the wheel.
No. No.
I think you know exactly what it would look like.
Not anything else to see other than what you've already seen.
You don't know what I've seen or where I've been, believe me.
Well.
Number three. Kim Kardashian, speaking of sex tapes, has a collection of luxury cars. She posted one on Instagram. Says her luxury car collection worth over $2 million. They're all gray, every one of her fleet of cars. Mm-hmm. They include a brand new 2023 Rolls-Royce Ghost, two different Range Rovers, and a 2022 Lamborghini Mansory.
Does she drive?
If you needed a reason to hate Kim Kardashian, she gave it to you now.
That's crazy.
If you've gone all this time and you haven't been annoyed by the Kardashians, finally, you have a reason.
Seriously, I watched that show, and she does go in and out of the cars, but she always has a driver. So why does she have all of these cars?
Yeah.
And where are you going in those cars? Everyone's going to know who you are when you drive down the street.
I think that's exactly the point, isn't it?
But do you want people to know who you are?
They claim they hate the paparazzi. They love it, okay?
That's great. I would be scared for my life if I were driving down the street in a million-dollar car, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, and it's funny you say that. Absolutely true. The other day when I was driving home from the station without you on Route 18, I saw a guy in a gray Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
An older guy in a gray Rolls Royce. And I'm like, what are you doing driving a Rolls Royce?
Down 18.
In Colts Neck. Where are you going in the middle of the day in a Rolls Royce? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Are you stopping at Wawa? Do you hand him the card and say, yeah, fill it up regular? That poor kid at the Wawa wouldn't even know where the gas tank is.
No, I don't think they would.
Number two, Easter egg hunt at a mall near Dayton, Ohio over this past holiday weekend devolved into chaos after parents decided to get into it. Apparently, one kid thought another kid stole his egg, and so the parents started fighting with each other, and all of a sudden, it's a full-on shoving, pushing slugfest. Mall says it will no longer host Easter egg hunts in the future because, clearly, the community cannot handle it.
It's too competitive.
That's great. I can see you doing that.
Yeah, I mean...
If you felt like some kid took your... And the the mother was like, well, your kid shouldn't have it anyway, you would go ballistic.
Well, if that happened, yeah, and someone did say that, I would absolutely go ballistic. What did they have in those eggs that everyone wanted so badly?
It's like, it's a 20% off coupon to JCPenney.
Right.
For the salon.
Right, for the salon.
Not even for the clothes. Guys probably should just tone it down. Don't ruin it for the rest of us. Bonus story for you. New survey, 21% of adults say they think it's okay to have a quote-unquote work spouse. Have you heard this? People say, he's my work husband.
Yeah, I 45% have.
45% say it isn't appropriate. Mostly older workers are fine with it. Younger, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what I do and have your work spouse be your regular spouse too.
There you go.
Then it's all legit. It's all in the up and up. No one questions anything.
It would be weird if you and I did have work spouses outside of each other, though, like we are here with each other.
So let me ask you this. If you were to have a work husband here, who do you think it would be?
Here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you had a work husband before in some of the other places we've been?
Well, you technically, but then we actually got married. But when you...
No, but hang on a second. For those that are not wise to this, the work husband, there's no romantic overtone to it at all.
No, Cal, best man Cal.
Your work husband.
When you were out of town, I would always say that my side guy, my work husband number two was in.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was nothing romantic. He was my work friend that we'd hang out all the time. And there was nothing weird about it.
I would say my work wife here would have to be Van Dusen. He calls all day and always wants to know, hey man, are you having lunch?
There you go. Perfect.
So I feel like I'm in a relationship with him because we talk all day, whether
hot.
I want to or not. Yeah, I know.
Hot.
Number one, woman unfortunately had her cat pass away of natural causes, had lived a good life, and had ashes made while she accidentally brought the urn to a thrift shop and forgot which urn was... You know, which is the urn with the cat. Needed to go to the thrift shop, make a little money, and brought her cat's ashes by mistake. Her name is Ainsley Key. She's from Toronto, Canada. Here she is explaining exactly how she made this error.
Someone in Kingston, Ontario is going to perhaps find a small urn that says dad on it. I accidentally donated my deceased cat.
I shouldn't laugh at this because it's really a horrible story when you think about it.
Yeah.
What she should have done is bring it down to the vet. Then they could use it for litter for the other cats.
No, come on.
Man, this is soft. Is this John? Ooh, yeah.
Did she say that urn said dad?
That's what
was her cat's name dad? And if it was in fact dad and she had an urn that said dad, that's even more awful. Because
did she have another urn that was her dad? Where'd that one go?
And also, someone probably thinks these are human remains if it says dad on the urn.
Yeah.
Is this something you can buy at a thrift shop and earn?
Those crazy Canadians, huh? Eating her bacon, watching her hockey, and naming her cat's dad, apparently.
Very weird.
I bet you Rob Lowe's Canadian. Can we look that up? He's probably Canadian. Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Haley Joel Osment. Remember him? He's the I See Dead People kid.
Yeah.
He's 35 now.
Whoa, really?
Charlie Hunnam. From the, what's that sexy movie? 50 Shades, that's him, isn't it?
No, he's not on. He was cast as that.
Oh, that's right.
And they took him away, but he should have been that. He was on Sons of Anarchy.
All right, he's 43 today. David Harbour, that's Jim Hopper from Stranger Things. He's 48. Brian Setzer of the Stray Cats, 64. Babyface, remember Babyface?
Mm-hmm.
You know those, hey girl, here's a love song from Babyface. He's 64 today. And Steven Seagal, 71. Gone but not forgotten, John Madden, born this day of 1936.
Mm-hmm.
So what football is a guy with a ball and another guy trying to catch it. Yeah, that's right, John.
That was pretty good.
Today is National Hug Your Dog Day.
Aww.
It's National Siblings Day. Global Work From Home Day. Also, I'd like to point out that my smartwatch just told me I was in a loud noise environment when I did a John Madden impression. So, I'm sorry, watch. I'll tone it down. Sorry you didn't like my John Madden impression. So, what they tried to do is get the ball into the other team's end zone. Thanks, John. Good commentary.
What's that place called? The Crab Cake? I can't be coming at a crab cake.
Joe's working real hard getting Scott to stop by.
Mm-hmm.
But we got him to do the promo, so we got that going
for
him. All right, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning here for our friends at Chocolate Carousel. They're in Wall, 2510 Belmar Boulevard in Wall. Real convenient to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And every couple of weeks here, they leave us a little care package, and we've been trying out some of these baking kits that they got going. You can pick these up, too, for you and for yourself or you and the kids or whatever it is.
Yes.
They're at Chocolate Carousel. So what did we make this time around?
This week we made blueberry lemon bars, and I have to be honest, the first kit we did, the first DIY kit, was fudge, and it was pretty easy. This one took a few more steps. You had to make the crust, then you had to make the filling, you had to sit, so it took a few more steps, but... They look
Ross,
pretty good.
Ross, wait a second. You're not supposed to break into it just yet. Wait a second for the taste test.
All right, fine.
No, but they are so easy to do. When you go and pick up the kits, they give you everything you need. They had the eggs. They were in a little container with bubble wrap around them. They had the butter completely measured out for you, the lemon juice, the flour. Everything is individualized, and all the instructions are set up perfectly for you. So there's, it's really, if you don't know how to bake, if you want to look fancy and don't know what you're doing, it's kind of dummy-proof.
Because I suppose if you've never baked before, it could be a little daunting because I got to make the crust. Yes. And all of that, but you said it's three ingredients.
They even give you the pan, so you're not really dirtying any of your things.
Wow.
Everything is right there in the box for you. It's awesome.
Now, if you want to see what we're talking about here, you go to the Robbie and Rochelle Radio on TikTok, and then yes. We'll also link the TikTok to Facebook. I think we're going to do that right
now.
We've got that video we just posted here.
Or you can look at my mouth.
You know what? You're disgusting. His fingers like a bloodhound.
Here's what happened. We made this yesterday after we got home from brunch, and it took a couple steps, and then it said to let it sit for between 2 hours and overnight, and I went ahead and let it sit overnight. I have not tried it yet.
It's delicious.
Is it good?
How do you describe? Now I had a little taste early this morning. I had just a little sliver. We brought the bulk of it in here to the building, but the little sliver, I would say it's a sweet lemon. It's not tart. So for people that don't like a tart lemon,
right?
It's got a nice sweetness to it.
Sugary.
Wouldn't you say? Yeah. Also, when I saw it on the counter and I didn't realize what we were doing and what it was, I thought it was pizza with
pizza.
Olives. I thought it was black olives. And then I looked closer and realized the fact, oh, those are blueberries, you dummy. Those are blueberries is what that is. So we got the video up there of you making this. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a little sad news. There's no alcohol, unlike the last one we made.
No, yes, there is.
Oh, there's alcohol?
Oh, there's no alcohol in there.
No,
there's alcohol in the video.
That's right, because there's a 20-minute period there we have to...
I had to let something bake, so I went ahead and had a White Claw while I was letting
it's all included in the video. I was going to say, and as usual, I'm just there watching and making snarky remarks and not helping in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
So the video will be up on our Facebook at 107.1 The Boss and at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. It is, once again, the lemon blueberry cake.
Mm-hmm.
To our
bar.
Friends, a blueberry bar.
Yes.
It is not pizza with black olives.
It is not.
Thank you to our friends, Chocolate Carousel, 2510 Belmar Boulevard in Wall. We love Chocolate Carousel, and they'll be into... talk to us about the next project a little bit
exciting.
Later on this week. Our friend over at Chocolate Carousel. So there you are. A couple minutes early, but let's do it.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Honest to God, I'm either late or early, never on time for anything. It's very stressful. And my watch is yelling at me as it is. It's got these smartwatches, and they yell at
you.
You're
standing up. Why is it yelling
at
me?
He was yelling at me for being too loud.
Oh.
It's like, will you calm down? Also, get up. Wow. I don't need that kind of pressure. Maybe I do need that kind of pressure. I probably do need someone pushing me around like that. Mentioned Bob Hoskins was our dead guy in the envelope this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little hint that he starred in Super Mario Brothers is the number one movie. And he starred in the 90s version of the Super Mario Brothers live action movie. So got us thinking, if you could be a character from any film or TV show, TV series,
mm-hmm.
who would you want to play? Is there a character that you like a lot? And I think, by the way, Super Mario would be a great answer. It's me, a Mario. It'd be fun to put on the little mustache and the suspenders. Or
I'd love to be Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Sure.
With all the clothes and shoes you get to try on and just walk around New York and have, I don't know, it just seems like it would be a fun character to play.
Now, this is one of those shows that you have on the house in the background once in a while. So if, like, Rochelle is working on her computer, she likes to have a show just on in the background.
Right.
And so we've rewatched and watched and rewatched Sex and the City a billion times. And as you waver a little bit on whether or not, because everybody, especially when the show was first on, would say this, are you a Miranda or a Carrie? You would call yourself a Carrie. Are you sticking with that?
I would call myself a Carrie. Of all four of the women, I would say I'm a Carrie.
Because I've heard you say you think you might be a Charlotte before.
No, not Charlotte.
Am I making that up?
Yes. I would never be a Charlotte. Are you kidding?
Wow. Well, I'm sorry.
I think I would like to be Bond, James Bond.
Oh, there you go.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. Wonder Woman would be fun.
Yeah.
Just get my little whip going around.
Yeah, but if I was Bond, I'd have to lose about 50 pounds.
He's James bloated.
Yeah, right.
Bloated. James bloated. No, that's that's just cruel.
I could be Jane Foster from Thor.
Wow.
Because Thor, you know. I mean, her character's not all that great, but, you know.
No, I'd like to be Thor. I'd like to be Mickey Mouse. He's great.
You'd
really?
Like to be,
I love
like
Mickey.
Like to dress up like Mickey Mouse?
I put on those gloves and those yellow shoes. No, I don't know. Everybody loves Mickey Mouse. Wouldn't it be so nice just to
I guess
be?
That's true.
Just to be Mr. Happy and just spread happiness everywhere.
Just not to pay to get into Disney World.
Yeah, I mean that would be great. Yeah, it's like I'm getting in for free. It's my damn park.
That's right.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
I feel like you get sweaty though from being in the costume.
No, I don't want to be in the costume. I want to actually be Mickey Mouse.
He wants the ears.
He wants to be the mouse.
So now let me just understand this, because people are getting set to call. We want to actually become that person or that character.
You want to play that
character.
Or
we want to play the role.
You want to play the role.
So this is an actor question, is what you're telling me.
I think so.
So I don't actually.
I guess you could answer it either way. Right. I mean, it's.
Because I'm saying I actually like to morph into a little rodent and be Mickey Mouse, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't want to be one of those guys that walks around the theme park.
That's so strange to me, but okay.
I would do Indiana Jones, too.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be great.
Treasure hunting.
See, like, you know, we love that show, The Blacklist, and I would love to be Raymond Reddington.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be an actor playing Raymond. I'd like to actually be Raymond Reddington, where I can go and rob banks and get away with it. That would be amazing, you know? But also help the FBI and be a good guy. It'd be great. I don't need to play the character, though. No one's going to play it better than James Spader. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to answer this the way that I'm actually becoming this in real life.
Okay.
If I could, you know, bring, but maybe you could also answer you just like to play the character.
Sure.
Hard to imagine you as a mouse.
Well, thanks, Ross, I think.
Sorry.
732-774-4444. 732-774-4444. Lines are open. You can also text us or Facebook us. If you could be a character from any film or any TV series, either for real or just playing the character, which would you be and why? You know, who's your favorite? A little kung fu fighting going on over here.
Yeah.
A little Keith Carradine. That's your He Said.
He Said.
A lot of ways to listen. Thanks for choosing this morning radio program. I'm told a phone call from Mr. Leonard is imminent. That's a little scary, isn't it?
Plus,
we have not played for the cash this morning as of yet. I was just reminded. Also, I guess we were a little late in getting the times out.
Yes.
So if you've signed up at 1071theboss.com, just hit refresh on your email. It should be there now for all the times we're doing it today. We have not done it yet. Of course, we'll do it sometime before we get done today at 10. And then Michelle and Dusan have two more chances to win up to $500 cash out of the free money machine. Qualify you for that $5,000 in your hand, which is just about a month away. The money is flowing free right here. Local winners. Jersey's Free Money Station, 1071 The Boss. We're talking He Said.
She Said.
If you could be a character from a movie or a TV series, mention the number one movie after this weekend, big hit, Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. Mario would be a great answer. What character would you choose? I was just thinking about this, and I'd like to be like our friend Rick Dees.
Mm-hmm.
He did the voice of the radio in the Jetsons movie. He played Rick Rocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, so something
that's
like
fun.
That'd be a fun character to play, you know, like in a movie like that, where he just goes, hey, George, it's going to be a little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be fun to, I'd like to do something like that.
That'd be
a fun character to play. I know that's a little obscure, but.
Mm-hmm. Parker said Charlie from 2.5 Men because he's rich and sleeps with lots of beautiful women.
Well, isn't it? Isn't that a classy answer? That's a single man right there.
So you have to be Charlie Sheen. So there's that.
There's a guy that's not worried about what the wife will think.
That's right.
Text from 7396 said Maverick.
Oh, Top Gun? Yeah. See, I could. No one can play it but Tom. I wouldn't be disrespectful to Tom and think that I could take on such a role. Nor in real life. I mean, those people that really do that, those real fighter pilots.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those guys are next level. You know, they're
absolutely.
The actual.
Well, you could fly in the back seat.
Sure.
It'd be fine.
I could ride bitch. That'd be fine.
It would definitely be a fun role to play because, at least in the movie, they all actually got to go up and be in those jets.
Right.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that Miles Teller kid that plays his number two with the mustache, he probably could take over the role as the years go on and Tom gets too old.
He's really good.
He's a talented young man right there.
Text from 1023 has no explanation, but says, Joseph from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Gets to wear the big fancy coat, right?
Not sure why.
Russ, you remember the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer stole the Technicolor Dreamcoat from a Broadway production?
Yes.
And he's walking around and they think he's a pimp in Manhattan because he's in the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now, you're a Broadway nerd. Of all the roles, would you like to play the heroine from Phantom of the Opera? I know you love that play.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Would you want to be Belle from Beauty and the Beast, maybe?
I'd probably like to be Elphaba from Wicked.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the the main role, right?
She doesn't take crap from no one. I love it. And you get to wear the green mask. It'd be fun.
What's her name again? John Travolta, what's your name? Habeem Haboob. No, it's Idina Menzel, John.
Idina Menzel.
It's Idina
but
Menzel.
I'd have to be able to sing like that. Not so much. I've tried to do that song in karaoke. Not so good.
She sings Let It Go, too, right?
She does.
Because I know it's Kristen Bell plays the character, but it's Idina that sings that song from the Frozen movie.
Yes.
All right, if you could be a character from any movie or TV series, which would you choose? 732-774-4444. Lines open. 774-4444. Call the boss. Text the boss. Very same number. Or get us on Facebook. Now, hang on a second. Oh, my gosh. The hotline is ringing here.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to do a little something special since Nolan is back tomorrow from vacation. And the great Ross Britton, who does his own show every Saturday and Sunday morning, was good enough to be in with us for the past week and a half here. An old friend of his. I think this is who it is. Mr. Leonard, is that you?
Hi, Ross.
Oh, my God. It is unbelievable.
It's wonderful to talk to you. My God, it's been so long. When did we last see? Was it last week?
Mr. Leonard, you sound semi-emotional to speak to Mr. Britton, this Mr. Britain, this morning.
Yeah, good job this morning, too, Ross. The story of my life straddling the rails.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Sure.
Yeah. Going down the banister of razor blades into a tub of alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're able to make some time for us this morning. You two go back, about 40 years together to the old morning zoo, right? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ross, I almost called you Scott.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Don't do that. That would be wrong.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, Ross. I've gained a little weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not the young muscle-bound stud wagoner I used to be.
How much weight have you gained, if I can ask?
Well, remember I used to do yoga?
Yes.
And I could bend over backwards and put my toes, just like, I put my toes into my nostril.
Yeah.
Which was dangerous, because if you sneeze, you could just disappear right into your body.
Wait a minute. I'm not sure that's how that works. That defies the laws of physics.
I could bend over like, maybe I could still do it. I could bend over like this.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Well, hopefully you're okay.
Yeah, shots fired, though.
Oh, my gosh. Gross. That'll wake the neighbors. Did you get your toes anywhere near your face?
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
Whew, man. Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
That's going to help rebuild the ozone layer.
Oh, my gosh.
That's TMI. It's the word of the morning, TMI.
Yeah.
And, we've always had a good rapport, you and I, Ross.
Right.
We've always gone along just fine. In fact, I don't think I've ever told you this, but if someone asked me to name a sandwich after you, I couldn't, because there's already one.
Oh, there's already a Ross?
There's already a sandwich, damn dad. Just go with me, Ross.
All right.
Really? Really?
Plan this out, yeah.
Just like the zoo days. I said, if you can name a sandwich after you, I couldn't name one because there's already one. It's called a hero.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah. How's Ross okay?
She's fine.
Okay, good. Now, about me.
Mm-hmm.
I could go in for my first colonoscopy.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't had one yet.
Well, you're going to have to bend over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give you an update. Thank God I don't have to bend over backwards.
I was going
to
say, man, you're... He's trying out at home. He's ready to go. He's going to be so flexible for that... For that medical professional.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
All right. I better go.
Yeah.
I got to go because I better go.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you, Mr. Leonard. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you weren't sicker than a dog today. Bye, Mr. Leonard.
Don't thank me. You should be thanking me.
Bye. Yeah, that's right. Okay, there he is. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Leonard, yeah. Radio history once again happening here.
Good talking to you.
107.1 The Boss. Yes. I mean, he sounded emotional to speak to you.
He did.
You are, after all, his hero.
Yeah.
After he farted trying to bend over. So.
5 grand in your hand.
Hey, good morning.
Who is this?
My name is Glenn.
Glenn, you sound a little bit like Mr. Leonard. I got to be honest with you. That's a compliment.
Nor'easter Nick, too.
A little like Nor'easter Nick.
Yeah,
Glenn, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Rockwood Park.
All right, Glenn, can you say it's going to be sunny today with a high near 60? Let's just hear that.
Sure, it's going to be sunny today with a high near 60.
Yeah, he does sound more like Nor'easter Nick than Mr. Leonard, come to think of it.
Yeah.
So Glenn is the world's foremost Nick Pittman impersonator. Nick, did I mention you're qualified for $5,000 cash at caller 10? Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Wow. Let's fire up the free money machine, see how much money we get you right now just for getting through and getting qualified this morning. And here we go. 50, 100, 150, and there it is, $200 cash. Nice going.
Nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Glenn, or do I mean Nor'easter Nick? You got $200 right now. You're qualified for the $5,000. Let them know in your best Nick Pittman voice who is Jersey's free money radio station.
107.1 The Boss.
No doubt about it.
Reminder, if you missed it earlier, we sampled the lemon blueberry bar we made from our friends at Chocolate Carousel. They have these little baking kits that you can get there, and we've been trying them out. So this week we did the lemon blueberry bar. We get the video up. Is it up on the Facebook yet? I know it's on the TikTok.
I'll put it up right now.
All right, we're working on getting it uploaded. It takes a while to upload with the Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
It's like a 5-minute video up here of Rochelle making this yesterday, and we sampled it earlier this morning. We'll get that up. It's up on TikTok at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. It'll be up on both our Facebook and the Boss Facebook. Talking TV and movies today.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting stuff. Think about it. Now, maybe it's your favorite movie, or maybe it's just one you think would be a lot of fun. You could be the character, either literally or just, you know, act out the part from a movie, a TV series. Which character would you choose?
Text from 1501 said Burt Reynolds, Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, boy, that'd be fun.
I'm sure you'd like to be that character, wouldn't you?
That's a pretty good Burt Reynolds life,
isn't
it?
That's a good one. Yes. Yeah.
No, I know. She's giving me a hard time because she knows that I have a crush on 70s Sally Field.
Okay.
And just to be clear, current Sally Field, sweet lady, not a crush. You know, a little old now.
Yeah.
Right. And also, remember she was the singing nun? No.
Yes, she was.
Also not a turn on. Not into the nun.
You think?
But Smokey and the Bandit Sally Field, big crush.
So
yes.
You'd like to play that character.
Sure.
There you go. Jackie said, I'd like to be Lisa Vanderpump from Vanderpump Rules on Bravo.
Okay.
I don't know if she's a character. She's a real person.
Well, she's a real person.
But she is worth $90 million, so I'd be okay being her as well.
Every time I hear Vanderpump, I know that's her name, but I just think of Pumps the heels.
The
and
shoes.
I'm guessing with that cash, she's going to credit the wardrobe.
Yeah, probably.
Would be my guess.
Text from 6281 said, Bruce Wayne, I'd be rich and I'd be Batman.
Good point.
Good point.
Batman. Get to talk like this.
I'm Batman.
Go to meetings. She's like, hey, everybody on Zoom? Yes, I'm here. I'm Batman.
Yeah, but you got to have Robin with you all the time.
Yeah, that's no fun.
And you don't want to be the Batman with the nipples either. That was weird.
TMI
especially if you got Robin with you. Yeah. You don't want to be the Batman with the nipples.
Really?
Wow. You don't need a trusty ward.
No.
All right. Well, if we're wrapping it up there. Is that it?
Well, do you want some more?
Give me a couple more, yeah.
I have a text from 6656 that said Tony Stark.
Yeah, Iron Man, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And Ian said, whoever's making out with Scarlett Johansson, don't care who or in what.
I don't get that at all. Never been a fan, but...
Everybody's got their thing, you know.
What is she, Black Widow? She's a superhero, too, isn't she?
She is
from the Avengers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll keep the text line open. 732-774-4444 or on the Facebook machine at 1071 The Boss. You'd be a character from a famous movie, a film, TV series. Whom would you choose? A lot of fun today. That was her. He said.
I'm Ross Britton. My last day in for Joe Nolan.
Yay, Ross.
He'll be back tomorrow on 107.1 The Boss.
But make sure to go big on the weekend. Ross's show happens every Saturday morning at 10 and then Sunday morning at 11 right after the Springsteen show. So
Yes. Don't
miss Ross on the weekend. And I think you're in on Friday, too.
I'm in for Van Dusen on Friday.
So Ross will be just fine. But thank you for being with us. It's been a lot of fun. And stop saying straddling, please. I don't want to hear the word straddling in this room, okay?